Chapter 5. The Best Solution for the Middle Class. While there are differences from state to state, the basics are pretty much the same. You can do the paperwork without the assistance of a lawyer if you are middle class and if you do not have desires that are very unusual. For these purposes, middle class means that either alone, if you are unmarried, or with your spouse, you do not expect to have an estate with a value in excess of $1 million. The calculation of the value of your estate upon death means including the net value of everything you own. This is the threshold issue, because given the current state of the law, everyone is entitled to a unified gift and estate tax exemption on some portion of their estate. As previously shown, the current law contains the absurdity that each year a greater and greater net worth is exempt from estate and gift tax until 2010, during which year there is no estate tax. But for anyone who lives to year 2011 or beyond, the unified exemption amount is $1 million per person. Since most people want their spouse to have access to and the benefit of all their assets even beyond the death of the first spouse, most married people will want to leave their half of the marital estate to their surviving spouse. If a husband and wife have an estate worth $1.5 million, and the surviving spouse inherits half, $750,000, upon the death of the surviving spouse, that estate will exceed the $1 million exemption by $500,000, and the estate will pay about $250,000 in estate tax. This result can be avoided if their planning complies with technical provisions of the tax code. They require the surviving spouse to be paid all the income from assets worth up to $1 million, which, at the time of death of the first spouse, must be segregated and placed in an irrevocable trust called a QTI, Qualified Terminable Interest Trust. With proper planning, no tax need be paid on a combined marital estate up to $2 million. This is why attorney planning is recommended for couples with more than $1 million of assets, unless that couple doesn't care about losing the tax benefit of the second $1 million exemption that is potentially available to them and their families. Suffice it to say, the complexities of the unified estate and gift tax system are beyond the scope of this book. In fact, professional planning combined with the time to implement a plan can allow much, much more to be passed to the next generation without tax liability. But the middle class death and disability planning tools suggested here need not and will not provide that protection. By definition, that protection is not needed for those of us that are middle class. Therefore, this approach is recommended only for those millions of American families with net personal or marital estates worth less than $1 million. At www.yourlivinglegacy.info, you can purchase documents that will provide you and your family the death and disability planning protections for the middle class that we talk about in this book very inexpensively and in plain English. In order to do that, go to the planning link. If you are upper middle class, meaning you have concerns about the possibility of estate tax, an estate in excess of $1 million in value, but do not have great wealth, you should nevertheless have more elegant planning in place, unless you don't care that your estate may pay more in taxes than those of many very wealthy people. You can consult an attorney to do this planning, and the fees will vary. Plan on spending $800 to $2,000 depending upon the quality of the listening and service to be provided, and the clarity and understandability of the documents recommended and produced. For those who we call upper middle class, some companies offer published Scrivener's documents that do some of the recommended planning for you and allow you to fill in the blanks, or have them fill in the blanks for you according to your instructions. But if you utilize these, you are not getting a thorough analysis of your situation. And whether that particular document or those particular documents are the best for you, given your circumstances and desires, is anyone's guess. Typically, these Scrivener's documents can be prepared for you or brought by you for less than what an attorney will charge. However, remember, when using these forms, you cannot rely and you are not relying on attorney advice respecting your situation and the suitability of the documents for you. When using these documents, the immediate savings to you is not the price you may have paid to an attorney, but rather the difference between that fee and the cost of the Scrivener's documents. More importantly, the ultimate savings may not exist at all. This alternative could ultimately cost you or your estate a lot more. If you are truly wealthy, of course, you should work with a team including one or more financial planners, a tax accountant, and an estate planning lawyer.